This is Monday's Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest for Home and Services. You've got a $50 gift certificate from First Gallery there at 69930 Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Go in and say hello to Joe. The phone number is 324-6696. And when you start to think about Mother's Day, if you've got an old, tattered, faded photograph of any of the women in your family, grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-grandmother, they can restore them for you. You've got a gift certificate to Laser Inc., 4599 East Ramon Road, Laser, L-A-S-R, Inc.com, 778-4444. The best place and the best price to get cartridges for all your machinery. Soundbite from Jack. And you've got a gift certificate to Elmer's Restaurant, 1030 East Palm Canyon in Palm Springs. The website is eatatelmers.com. I don't know, the best breakfast to the best prime rib. Just stay there all day. The phone number is 327-8419. Okay, Joey pals. All of those wonderful things. First Gallery, Laser Inc., Elmer's, go to one person. Okay, John Fritch, our restaurant of the week, doesn't have any children. But Brian has 5, Joey has 3. We'll take the 8th caller at 323-JOEY. That's 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. Your caller number 8. First of all, thank you for being so loyal and listening. If you've never played with us before, all you have to do is be caller number 8 at 323-5639, and I will mail everything out to you, and then you're eligible to come to our wheel spin in April. And
In person.
Unmasked, yes. Whatever. In costume, whatever you want to think of. Okay, back to our regularly scheduled program. Okay, look what I've got in the medicine cabinet, Brian. Okay, these are questions from our Joey pals. And again, if you've never done this, all you have to do is email me a question, joeychocolate@aol.com, and we pass it on to the experts. Okay, yeah. Joey pal wants to know, and I can never read my own writing, does ivermectin make suffering from COVID worse?
Or better. Yeah. Well, neither. I'm going to put this in the probably the neither category. Okay. And that just means this. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with our physicians throughout the community over ivermectin use for treatment or prophylaxis for COVID. And there's been 3 really good studies. The last one was recently published in the last 2 weeks. It basically shows that ivermectin has no benefit at reducing illness, reducing hospitalization. Really, it's of little value unless the patient happens to have an infection with worms, Strongyloides, or scabies, which is what ivermectin was intended to treat.
What are scabies?
Scabies, they're
how do you spell it, Brian?
A parasite, S-C-A-B-I-E-S.
Oh, scabies.
But it's
Isn't that a sailor?
I don't think so. Okay. It's an infection caused by little bugs that can cause rash and itching and crusting of the skin.
Yikes.
But anyway, that's what really ivermectin was used for. So ivermectin wouldn't make your illness better or worse unless you were having side effects from that. So from the ivermectin. So that's why I always say if it doesn't work for the infection, all you're getting from it is the possible risk of a side effect and therefore little benefit. So steer clear of that.
I'm writing down risk of side effect. You don't ever like that. Okay, Joey pal, question number 2. There's a new study that says 3 cups of coffee, we've been all over the map with coffee, is the optimum amount so that you will live longer, less likely to have a stroke, make it at home, don't use sugar, and you'll be less likely to have heart episodes. I wrote all that down, by the way, Joey Perry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, coffee to me is like chocolate to you. It's magical. And you're right. I think for the longest time, coffee had gotten a bad name, that it could cause atrial fibrillation or high blood pressure or other GI-related issues. This is what's interesting from this question, is back in the early days of COVID in China, there was some publications and observations that there may be up to a 10% decrease in your risk of catching COVID statistically if you were a coffee drinker. And so that this was really an association that they saw in a population estimate. And in fact, in China, if you had COVID at the beginning of the pandemic, they were using coffee as a treatment because they thought it might have some benefit. Now, coffee does have a lot of benefits. You know, it can decrease some immune inflammatory markers like CRP, reactive protein, or IL-6. These are things that you get, part of the immune response when you get infected. So coffee does have a ability to decrease some of these inflammatory proteins, but not enough data that I could equivocally state it could treat or prevent COVID. But it does, at least early on, look like it was promising.
Now, I remember learning years ago, and you know how this stuff flip-flops, that when men too, who suffer from migraines, that if you drank coffee, it would do something to the capillaries in your forehead. Did I make that up?
No. You know, caffeine is a smooth muscle relaxant. And it's not just caffeine in coffee. There's flavonoids. There's lots of other beneficial chemicals that work in various physiologic systems. But yeah, no, caffeine used to be put in some over-the-counter pain medications in combination with acetaminophen or aspirin to treat headaches. And that was the thought process behind it, is that the caffeine in and of itself had some benefit to reducing muscle spasm in the our arterial walls.
Right.
So that was the thought behind it. I'm not sure it's been borne out, and we have a lot of other effective treatments nowadays for migraines.
Yes.
For suppression and to abort migraines. So, and we can talk about that. We can do a whole segment on migraines down the road. I think that would be really good for your listeners, because it's really very prevalent, and I see more and more of it, every week.
If your cup of coffee in the morning kind of dilutes your capillaries in your forehead and allows the blood to flow and get rid of the migraine, is that right? Will it make you bleed worse?
No. It doesn't do any of that. And like I said, it would have that effect on any smooth muscle in your arterioles. But, one or two cups of coffee in the morning sure gets me thinking better. Gets me awake faster. And, and we do know now that people that can drink coffee all day long, there are ways to metabolize. There are fast metabolizers. And this would go for chocolate, too, where, those people that can have a double espresso at 9 o'clock at night and they can
sleep.
Go right to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and go right to bed. Like my wife can do that. It doesn't affect me. I think we're both rapid metabolizers of caffeine, or just coffee in general. So that's a genetic enhancement.
I think you made that up.
No, it's true.
I got an interesting one for you. When I got this one on my email, I even tried to call you. Okay. We have a Joey pal who was vaccinated and boosted back in October. She is convinced that the vertigo attacks she's having, she's been told, are caused by the vaccine and the booster.
Well, it's possible. It's been reported when you look at some of the side effects of the mRNA vaccines, which are the most effective. We do know that the vaccines can cause autoantibodies to form, and sometimes in the inner ear That could be a foci of where these antibodies could cause
sense.
Problems.
So,
obviously she's been seen by a neurologist and probably make sure it's not positional vertigo or something else, and ruled out all the other causes. But we have seen some strange side effects that persist after vaccination, no doubt about it.
That long since October.
Oh yeah, yeah.
December, January, a lot of these,
a lot of the weirder, rare side effects are, durable and delayed.
Gosh.
So yeah, it's very possible. It's probable.
How do you treat it, dear?
Well, in this case, they might use low dose steroids, like oral steroids, like prednisone. And I think they'll have to also try to isolate any anything that makes it worse. Sometimes people with vertigo, like there's an onset trigger.
She said she bent over and picked something up and her head was in a different position and she can't even move her head. It makes her so nauseous.
Yeah, that sounds to me like positional vertigo. But the bottom line is once you have it, I mean, it's just not... It's not a pleasant feeling. I mean, all of us have probably had vertigo in the past, something that went wrong, you're on a merry-go-round or something. You know how people, or you stand up too fast?
Yes.
But those things.
That had another name. I forget what that was called. Something. When you stood up too fast. It started with an A.
Oh, yeah. You can have a vasovagal reaction.
Well, I don't want any of this.
No, you definitely do not.
So people should be wary of getting their vaccine and their booster because they might get vertigo? No.
No, not at all. We know that, 1 in 100,000, that you would get a rare side effect like this, which we are going to, the temporal relationship between the vaccine, what we know as a response, and then somebody having paroxysmal or positional vertigo, after the fact, who's never had it before, we can point to these things and understand some of the mechanism of how that might happen. And so we've seen all kinds of stuff, but it's very rare.
Oh, good.
And I would get the vaccine because I think the a bad outcome from COVID in and of itself can cause all kinds of health issues, heart issues, clotting issues, and things that don't go away, like long COVID.
Exactly. Gee, it's always good to visit with you, sharing the get it, heartbeats, get it.
Yes.
Thank you, Dr. Brian Hodgkins. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Always a pleasure, Joey.
This is today's Joey English Desert Datebook, presented through the generosity of BuzzBox.com. Don't get stuck behind the bar. Reach for a BuzzBox cocktail. Premium, single-served, ready-to-rock, natural ingredient-fused cocktails in an eco-friendly package. And there's a wonderful video to check out at BuzzBox.com. ACT Tours want you to know there are 7 days in a week. Some day isn't one of them. Travel the world while you can with ACT. The Palm Springs-based operator has been customizing vacations since 1976 to all 7 continents at prices you can afford. Go with a company you can trust that has been there, done that. Call 322-1247 or visit ACT-tours.com for a menu of both international tours and day excursions. Dana Haynes wants you to know your latest astrological forecast can be found at astrologyworldnews.com. And the first half of the month, we're under Pisces. She said Pisces will probably sense that your awareness or your psychic abilities are increasing. This allows you in the month of March to be more compassionate, patient, and helpful in need of others. And the second half of the month will be about Aries. So check with astrologyworldnews.com. The Desert Water Agency wants you to input on electoral division maps. Go to dwa.org/divisions to view draft maps, give input, or create your own map. Need help paying your water bill? Go to dwa.org/H2O to see if you're eligible for help. Want to save water and money? Go to dwa.org/save and learn about incentive on grass removal, smart controllers, and efficient sprinkler heads. Just Fabulous, that wonderful website, the letter B, justfabulous.com, says the Annie Leibovitz Sumo is nearly sold out and the prices will increase as of March 1st. And they also have wonderful orders of books, gifts, candles, start thinking Mother's Day, birthdays, graduation. Lalovisions.com, that's LALOvisions.com, says connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics, to find out what the week holds in store for you. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Palm Springs Aerial Tramway says, remember to check out the tram cam for Valley View's weather and so much more in real time. And Pines Cafe is open 7 days a week during normal tram operating hours. Everything can be found at pstramway.com. And lastly, the Palm Springs Cultural Center / Camelot Theater, home of the best popcorn in the desert. Check everything out at psculturalcenter.org, says Jazz on the Second Floor is back. It's heating up the upstairs open-air patio on Tuesdays. And if you are interested in performing live upstairs in the lounge, here comes an email for Tim. Go to tim@psculturalcenter.org. Okay, Joey Pals, that's the Daily Joey English Desert Datebook. Keep your day timers handy. Okay, Joey Pals, what a great show today. Don't miss tomorrow's. Nigel and I will be here waiting for you. Dana Haynes, Robbie Wayne, and Janelle Vandenbos. Until then, you be well and all the best.